So, Samantha, I've just been on my vacation. I've just taken a plane, and I swear to God, planes totally built by men.
Totally.
They're not built for women.
They're not built for women with hips.
And I'm not talking about the seats. I get the seats are small enough already. I'm talking about the aisles. I literally am banged and battered and bruised because I got stuck in an aisle seat, and the aisle doesn't fit the people walking. What the hell?
I know, what the hell, right? Like, dear airplane maker, make a plane so that a woman can walk down the aisle without her hips hitting everybody as she walks down. Because you got to walk sideways, right? You got to do a scoot. And
Right,
with
you got
your
to do
and
a
if you're
scoot.
and if you're carrying like a purse or like your carry-on luggage, maybe you have a bag with you. It's
Yeah.
like a side, it's a side scoot.
It's a side scoot. And then dear people making the airplane, remember they're bringing some cart around that's going to have pop on it. Maybe let them be able to fit.
Yeah,
Instead,
because like, are they side scooting when they're doing the cart? No, they are not.
no,
They are full
they're full
on.
frontal, full
They're
frontal.
all frontal.
Full frontal pushing the cart, scraping my arm, scraping my hips, and not one single I'm sorry.
No, because they would have to say, I'm sorry to every person
Right. It
as
would
they
start, I'm
walked on the
sorry, I'm sorry,
plane.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for 32 rows. But
Right?
as somebody who paid that much money for a flight, I don't think it's too much to ask because you know you're banging into me.
Yes.
You know you're banging into me.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha,
Lisa.
look at I'm like in my sister's basement recording, and it's like semi light, semi not light.
You're like a shady lady.
I'm a shady lady. So, to all of our TikTok viewers, they're going to be like, what the hell's with the light? Yeah, we already know it's not that good.
No, it's not good for her.
Right? It's not good for me, right? I'm like, ha I feel like I only see me in half.
Yep.
Right? I'm mystery. I'm mystery. I'm mystery. That's what I am, Samantha. I'm just a bunch of mystery.
Yes, there you go,
Go
Lisa.
figure. Samantha, I need to share this with you if I can, okay? It's been driving me crazy. I've actually been shaking my head at it.
Uh-oh.
I am shaking my head at people who don't return the shopping cart. Riddle me this. Why are we not returning the shopping cart?
Because
We
we're lazy.
made grocery stores start to charge us for the shopping cart because they want it returned so badly. They bribe us with the fact that here, you put a loonie in, you're going to get your loonie back. But we're penalizing you because you people are not returning the cart. And we're still not returning the cart.
This is what keeps you up at night. This is what makes you shake your head, is
I
people who
shake.
don't return their shopping carts.
Yeah, are you a shopping cart returner?
Of course I am.
Right, because you're not a monster.
I'm not a monster.
Not a monster. I am the queen of laziness. I return the cart.
Well, that's saying something, I honestly.
Right? If
Like
I can return, dear the
that.
world, if I can return the shopping cart, you can get off your ass and return this shopping cart too.
Oh my God, there's your PSA. If
Right?
Lisa, the
Right?
laziest person in Saskatoon, can return a shopping cart, you too can do the same thing.
Right. And lots of times I'm a good sport and I even leave the loonie in there, right? Like I pay it forward.
Oh, that's
So not only am
lovely.
I returning the cart, I'm paying forward the favor of the cart.
There, Lisa, you should be sainted for that, I think.
Well, I should be sainted for so many things, Samantha.
Well, this is true.
But that's what I've been shaking my head at. Every time I go to the grocery store and the carts are not back, the cart is beside the parking space I pull up in. I'm like, huh, odd. Pretty sure that's not where the cart goes.
Why do I feel like in your later years, you're going to be the old lady
Well,
who
I'm going to be
stands in the,
cranky.
you're going to be the old lady who stands in the parking lot shaming people as they leave their carts
Yeah,
everywhere?
right. And I want to wear an orange vest so everybody sees
Oh my
me.
God. Could you please? Yes. If you could please,
Right?
and also have a megaphone.
Yeah, because I
You need.
come, dear the world, I come from a long line of cranky old ladies. I don't know if they all started off cranky because I didn't know them when they were young. I only knew them as old, mean and cranky, right? So I feel that this is something I can step into. Imagine me with a megaphone. Excuse me, you with the black Malibu. Any reason why you chose to not put your cart? Yeah, that cart goes two stalls down. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're totally that person.
Right? And I would just volunteer on my own. Nobody would even know.
Yes, you would totally volunteer because you don't need to be paid for that.
Right. I don't need to be paid. I'd go around. I'd have like a plan and I'd go to all the parking. I'd go to all the grocery stores and all their parking lots every week. That's my retirement. I can't wait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm going to free the world of people who don't put away their cart.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
I know. Me neither. I'm going to be so good at it, too.
You totally will be.
So, so good. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not the only one. I get it, people. We're busy. We're busy, 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 busy beavers. I get it. I totally get it. But you know what? When you're driving your car, I'm going to shake my head at those people who can't be bothered to put on their blinker to get into my lane or move to the other lane.
Right.
Or turn off the lane into a new lane. Like, people, use your blinkers.
And it's the law.
It's the law.
It's the law that you put the blinker.
The law. Do I need to get into an orange vest with a megaphone?
Right.
Standing on the side of the road. Use your blinkers.
Right. Right. We're going to be taking action with Lisa and Sam. Right.
We're going to be old, cranky ladies in orange vests with megaphones.
Right.
With nothing better to do.
Nothing. Nothing. I'll be in the parking lot. You'll be at the entry of the parking lot. Excuse me. No blinker. Right. Right.
Oh, we writing up fake citations because I think I'm a fucking parking cop or something.
Right.
I
don't know. A parking cop. And right. I'm gonna be the shopping cart cop, and you're gonna be the blinker cop. And here's the thing: when you're in your car, it's not a lot of work. And again, coming from Lazy Lisa, even I can put the blinker on. Right?
Oh, nothing irritates me more. It's like, why are you making me guess where you're going? Yeah. Why are you now like, what is wrong? I'm not psychic. I didn't know you needed to get into my lane. And
I'm not the amazing Kreskin. I can't read your goddamn mind. Hey,
as John would like to say, I got two balls, but they're not crystal.
Right. Exactly. Right. So I don't know what the hell. I don't know where you're going. I can guess. But if I guess wrong, I'm probably at fault somehow.
Oh, God.
I tell you, we are going to be those cranky, shake my head people.
We totally are going to be cranky old ladies.
Right. And 15 years, that's what the podcast is going to be. I shake my head with cranky Lisa and Sam. It'll be like, what was that skit that they used to do, that Seth Meyers used to do? Back in my day.
Yeah, back in my day. Right?
Back in my day.
We already do that. Back in my day.
Right? Back in my... We're old enough now to have a day.
Oh, God.
Right? Okay, I got breaking news, Samantha. Hot off the presses, I can finally make the announcement. The Gibsons are moving.
What?
After 20... Oh, it'll be 23 years in the exact same building.
Yep.
We're moving on up to the north side. To a deluxe apartment on the ground.
Floor.
Floor. Right? We bit the bullet. We're doing it, man. Yeah,
you're hitting the bricks.
We are in it to win it.
Well, but it's got all the amenities you've never had before, Lisa, so.
Check off all the new boxes, right? It's like, you know what? I think we'll take dishwasher this time. Right? When we were young and foolish, we didn't care.
No.
We'll do dishes on love. Love will do the dishes, right? Right? We don't need air conditioning. Love will keep us cool.
No.
Right? Now it's like, I want this, I want this, I want this.
Yes, and you know what? Lovely pictures that you sent me today of your husband moving your wares.
Right? He's been busy because he's that guy, right? He's that guy. Like, bless his heart. I mean, I tell you, like, he could be living there already. I don't know.
He might be part-time.
He might be. Right? He might be. Here's the funny thing, friends of the podcast, right? He sent me a picture because he was moving stuff. And you know how, like, when you're moving and your pets, they're always afraid. Like, there's so much commotion and newness happening. So your pets are always, like hovering close by. Well, fake cat Maggie was no different. Fake cat Maggie was in the back of the moving truck somehow, got into the back of the moving truck. And then Mike had to calm her down and put her up in the front seat. And then I said to Mike today, I said, like, no. You didn't leave fake cat Maggie at the new place, did you? He's like, nope. She's back home. She just was coming along for the ride.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because she was so concerned, probably. Right? Change. She's so only home she's ever known.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, that's good. Because she hasn't been left alone for, like, that long, like, by herself.
I know. And, you know, the funny thing is,
strange place.
Yes. You know, the funny thing is that I think that she would be okay because, I don't know, she's fake.
I don't know.
She's fake.
She's fake to you, but to us, she's Maggie.
Yes. Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So, right?
Don't talk about her like she's real, though, please. It makes me wonder. It makes me wonder.
Well, when I sent you the pictures of Maggie in the dryer, see, you always think it's just me. It's not. It's him, too. It's both of us.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
It's both of us.
You're but very that's special what
we're
doing. That way.
We're moving. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
How exciting, hey?
Very exciting for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Tossed out a lot, haven't you?
Oh, God, yeah. Right? Mike's like, what about this Christmas? What about the box of Christmas stuff? Fuck it. We'll get new stuff next year. Get rid of it all. What about the memories? Who needs them? We're making new ones now. Right? We're making new memories, right? We don't need no memories.
Oh, dear
He took
God.
A picture today and he showed me, he bought us a new shoe rack.
Aw.
Yeah, because why wouldn't we take, we don't want the old dirty shoe rack going to the new place. You get a new shoe rack.
Yes.
Right. Looks spanky. Looks really nice. Yeah, so that's what's new with us.
Fun times.
Always.
Okay, so as I do, I was scrolling through some TikTok.
Uh-huh.
I came across Kelly Clarkson. She's doing a Vegas residency.
Yes.
Right now. And someone took a video of her singing the popular song ABCDEF fuck you.
Blah, oh yeah, blah, blah. Right. And oh, I think I saw
she
this.
She changed Oh, it's very popular right now. She changed the lyrics to call out her ex-husband and his daddy.
Yeah, I heard that, right? And her lyrics are so, it's like, and the land you never owned, but yeah. I worked my ass to the
And the valley I bought you. No, she's yeah. like, and the valley I bought you. And I'm like, yes, you did. Yes, right? you did.
Yes, you did. Did.
She goes, right? And she's like, basically, screw your friends too, except your dogs.
Except the dog. The dog was exempt.
Dogs are fine.
The dog was fine. I know, hey, she don't care.
People are loving it. They're loving the fact that she is like slamming him all over creation.
And why can't she, right?
Why can't she? Yeah. He made her out to be some crazy lunatic.
Well, and now I heard that he's trying to get sole custody of the kids.
Oh my God. I thought they already went through that.
No, I heard that it was happening again.
Oh no. Yeah.
Or something's going on. There's something else going on, I guess.
What a little prick.
I know, right? Stupid jerk. Don't mess with Kelly Clarkson.
Don't, because she's tough. She's
any lady that's brave enough to wear that big old belt up where she does, she means business.
She means business, and don't mess with her. And now she's got a lot of people on her side. Like,
oh yeah,
there is no way that this guy is going to get away with shit.
Right?
I think she's got some good lawyers, and girl. You just get as many lawyers as you need.
Right. Just take
keep those
cleaner.
Kids with you.
Take them to the cleaner.
And you keep singing those songs.
Keep singing the songs, right? Just go for it. Because people love that shit, right?
We are enjoying it.
Yeah, totally. It's so awesome. So speaking of songs, now, this is what I need from you, okay? So just be open-minded.
Uh-oh.
Be open-minded. Don't just automatically squash my spirit. Because I need to take you on a journey back to a time many years ago where we did this thing and it was so fun and we had such a great day. We had hot chocolate.
No, we're not doing that. No.
What we're going to do. This is what I, yes, no. listen. Listen. No. Listen. No. Can you listen? Can
No, actually, I'm not.
I'm going to need you to shut up for a minute.
Are you talking about how we stood on the side of the road in the freezing cold waiting for Jan Arden when
totally
she'd already
different.
Arrived and I froze for nothing?
But we didn't know that she had arrived because it seemed like as though she sent us a message.
She sent no one a message, actually.
Well, it felt like she did.
No, she didn't.
It felt like she did. And yes, I admit I overreacted and got a little gung-ho.
Uh-huh.
Right? A little overzealous. But this is different. This is August 17th. This is not middle of the winter.
Uh-huh.
So friends of the podcast, if you haven't figured out, me and Sam, the HHG, are going to see Jan Arden again for like the 1 millionth time because we love her. Uh-huh. So this is what I think. We should take half a day off. Park our lawn chairs early so we can have the front row. I mean,
they won't let us in there that early.
Then we need to be at the front of the line.
Hi,
remember we saw Oprah. We can see Jan. We need to be at the front of the line. I'll make a sign and I'll do a better sign than the last sign. I'll even do better than the Oprah sign. And when we're there, I'll hold up the sign. And then, hi, Jan's going to be like, oh my God, it's my girls.
Yes, I anticipate not that reaction, but for sure, that's exactly what she will not do.
Yes. So, so yes, are we all in?
You can do that. You and Michelle, you go at it. You have your ton of fun.
We each could have a sign. We all need a sign.
You can have your fun. And that should be great
for you. That should be great. All have a sign. That'll be great for you. Maximum impact. Everybody's got a sign.
That'll be great for you.
Oh my God. You hold the letter I. I hold the heart, and Michelle holds Jan. I heart Jan.
Nope.
Right there.
No. Nope.
There it is. I'll make three beautiful. I'll bedazzle them. I'll bejewel them. Nope. I will put sprinkles and sparkles on them.
No.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
I'm a grown ass woman, and I'm not doing that. This is not Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, yeah, but yet, here we are. All had to go and sign up for your dumb Taylor Swift concert.
No, Michelle signed up for it, and then we joined along.
We joined because you invited ourselves.
I did invite
you. But I'm not sure shouldn't we have told were invited, me that. Right? Well, and
don't
enough,
tell me and not right? and me not expect to say, oh, so you're going to get us tickets too then. That's awesome. Thanks, Michelle.
Right.
That's
really and then the stunned look on the HHG's face was kind of like,
she wasn't stunned.
A little stunned. Because you know she's taking the sleepover kids, all of her sisters.
She's taking all the sleepover kids?
Before she's taken you and me, she's taken the sleepover kids.
Oh, so we're not going then.
I don't know. I think that's why we signed up to get our own tickets.
Oh, is that what?
Because you heard her say, she's like, I don't know, how many tickets do you think they let us get? Didn't make it seem like as though she thought that it was a whole lot more than three or four. Just saying. And who knows, right? The judge might be a Swifty for all we know.
Yeah, who knows? But I'm not carrying a sign for Jan.
Well, you will when I make them. Make them.
I will not be doing that. I will not be doing that.
God, all the time. You just like just hammer me down.
Because I don't need to do that for Jan.
Well, we need to do that for Jan. No, we don't. Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Shut up.
Stay tuned, friends of the podcast. All right.
And this is why we sometimes don't do stuff together, because I'm not a willing participant.
She's not willing, but guess what? I'll wear her down.
Oh, no, you won't. No,
yes,
you won't.
I will. Yes, okay. I will.
I think this is something that you should do, though.
Okay, what?
Apparently, there's a new TikTok trend. Eating your Oreos frozen.
Have you become like a TikTok whore that I don't know about or something?
Well, because we have a TikTok. So I just, every once in a while, I'm checking our stuff out and then I'm checking out other people's stuff.
Right, because it's so fun.
Oh, it's just mindless. Anyways, so apparently you can eat your Oreos frozen, Lisa. Is this something that you would be willing to do?
Oh, frozen Oreos. I don't know. Like, probably I wouldn't mind, but I don't know.
How frozen can an Oreo get? It's like so full of additives.
Yeah, I guess that would be my preservatives. Thing, right?
Like, how frozen?
Do I need it frozen, though?
Are you dipping it in chocolate and then freezing it? Because then I could see it, maybe.
I'm not doing that. I'm not altering the Oreo. You don't alter the Oreo.
Oh, my God.
We've been doing this podcast for 6 years, and for 6 years, I have had a beef with every flavor of Oreo except the original Oreo. And now you want to alter the Oreo?
Didn't you also have a beef about the double stuffed?
Yeah, we don't need double stuffed in the Oreo.
Okay.
It's too much stuff. We just need the regular stuff.
Just need the regular.
And then don't bring out the thins, because that's too thin.
That's, yes.
right?
But apparently, even the company commented and said that they might be onto something. Frozen really? Oreos.
I guess yeah. I'd have to try them. Like, but I wouldn't alter it. Like, I would. Okay, fine. We'll freeze it. Look at me not squashing your spirit. Fine, we'll freeze it.
I don't give a shit. I don't eat Oreos.
I know, but you would if it was like just something to try.
Maybe, yeah. Right? A frozen Oreo.
Maybe we give it a try. Maybe we give it a try, right? No harm, no foul. Isn't that what they say?
Uh-huh. I guess so.
No harm, no foul, right?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, when's the last time you ate an Oreo, Lisa?
It's been a while, Rex. I'm trying to watch my weight.
Oh, well, weren't you in an Au Carmel phase there for a second?
Yeah, when we were at the lake, I loved them, right? But now I'm trying to watch my weight, especially after my flight to Ottawa, because I sat in the aisle and I felt like I was too fat for the seat. Not for the seat. I felt I was too fat for the lady in the aisle because she kept walking into me.
Because right? You have to do a side scoot. And stewardesses or people of that nature do not have to. They don't. They walk full hip down. Full force. Well,
they're solely doesn't front matter face. What their size. They are like they're full frontal.
Yes.
Like and eyes and, at the front of the plane only.
Yes. And right? They, if they hit you, they're not saying sorry, because then they would have to say sorry to every person on the plane.
And they deserve to say sorry to every person on the plane. The cart hits me. She hits me. Her hip hits me. Her bust hit. Like anything that can hit me is hitting me. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where else I can go. I'm not taking up more than the seat. I'm not hanging off into the aisle. I don't know where else I can put me.
So were you just, how did you get the aisle seat? Like that's the problem.
Because I waited too long to pick my seat, right? And then I tried to do what the HHG does, right? Like so she kind of gambles a bit and she's like, it's like checkers, right? Like you try to outsmart the plane. So how? I waited because she'll like look at the seat and then she'll pick a seat and then she'll change her seat. So she does that a lot until she gets the perfect seat. So I tried to do that. And then all of a sudden there was no window seats. And then what do you do? Your aisle or your middle? Well, middle is worse than aisle. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So I took the aisle and then I thought, okay, well, I'll sit at the front of the plane in the aisle, right? Get in quick, get out quick. Mm-hmm. No, they boarded it like some ridiculous way where by the time I got to board at the front of the plane, there was no place for me to put my stuff. And I'm like, okay, hey, so, because the rule is they say that everybody's allowed to bring an extra piece of luggage on board.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the plane not accommodate for that?
You know I don't why? Know.
It's because of the big backpack.
The big backpacks. Everybody brings their carry-on now because they right. don't do regular suitcases their kids. Anymore. Yeah.
No, and everybody brings their kids. So take
the
a pick, right?
Don't add to the overhead compartment. It
feels like they should go up in the overhead compartment or something.
Lisa, that's so wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, right? It's so wrong that they're every kid's sitting on everybody's lap because they're, oh, right, because it's cheap seat because they all hold them. But you don't really end up holding that baby the whole time. Your baby's squawking, the baby's moving, and wasn't very happy. That's all I got to say about that.
No, that sounded like a cranky flight.
Right? They don't give you, remember how they used to give you that good cookie?
No more good cookies.
They discontinued that good cookie.
You got to bring your own snacks on the plane now.
Yeah. And it was a 5:30 flight and that's fine. So then I think, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to the menu because I'm hungry and it's 5:30.
Uh-huh.
They come to me. Would you like to order off the menu? I would. What do you have? We have the pizza or the chicken wrap. At 5:30 in the morning, that's what we're serving for breakfast, are we? The pizza or the chicken wrap?
Oh,
that's
no.
Obviously from the night before's flight. Right? So I know I sound like I'm complaining, but no, yes. I didn't get...
No. Yeah,
I'll take
you're not eating pizza.
No, I'll take the dry pretzels, please. Right?
Hey, because you should be prepared to take something with you on the plane.
I don't like being that person where I'm just reaching into my purse and chowing down on my like breakfast sandwich. I think I hate that. I feel that that's not, I hate that move, right? I hate that move so much.
Oh, that's not good, hey?
But I might change how I feel about that though.
Okay.
I might change.
Okay, well, I saw something that I was like, this has got to be a joke. And I looked it up and apparently it's not. So I have to shake my head at hobby horse championships.
What is this about?
Yeah, it's a hobby horse. So do you remember what a hobby horse is?
Yeah, it's a stick with a head.
Yeah, it's a stick okay. with a horse head. And apparently people ride these horses on a stick competing in various stages. Like if you were a horse, you would jump things, or you would yeah. canter, like, and do various things in that of that nature. Apparently right. there's championships and people like they're legit serious about this. And I was like, this has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke.
I feel that I think that's a sport you and I could excel in.
I don't ever want to stick a stick between my legs. I will stick a stick. I'm on all fours.
I can ride a stick, I think, and I don't know, slap my ass and
nope, nobody's right? slapping your butt.
Right?
Nobody's slapping your butt. You're not even slapping your own butt.
To go faster, right? Slap your butt. Yee up, cowboy.
No. But it looked, everyone was very serious. They were clapping for good performances. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
This can't be like that.
It's a big thing.
It's got to be a joke.
It's not. I'm shaking my head at the fact that these people take it very seriously.
Wow.
Jumping and running and doing things on a hobby horse. And really? Apparently, now this I'm not sure about, but they want to get it included in the 2024 Paris Olympics.
Why not? Everything else is.
Odd, yes. Legitimate, not sure.
Not sure. Not sure.
But what the fuck, people?
What the fuck? I shake my head at that too.
I shake my head.
That is an unshakable. That is an I shake my head offense right there.
Just don't right? do it.
That makes no sense to me at all.
Oh, but you right. know, something else that I really don't get sometimes is the HHG.
You know, let's delve into the dear podcast listeners, friends of the podcast. Let us share a little bit of our HHG with you.
Okay, so we went out on Thursday and we were talking, and this is how we found out that she signed up for Taylor Swift Swift tickets, or hopefully potentially getting that email that tells you you have an access code that still is a lottery and we're not sure if you, like, it's a whole thing. Anyways, she signed up for this and she thought she signed up for the Eras Tour, not the Eras Tour. And I'm like,
she was so convinced. No, it's the Eras Tour.
Yes, she was very, very,
very convinced, right?
Like, nope.
I think to quote her, she's like, I was today years old when I realized that it's not the Eras Tour, it's the Eras Tour. Yeah, like it's the 90 eras, the 2000 era, like it's all the eras that Taylor Swift's been recording. Sometimes our girl don't know these things.
No. Right? And then what was really funny is that because everyone is so excited that Taylor Swift has announced 6 dates in Toronto. But what you need to listen to is that it's next November, not this November, 2024 November.
Our girl almost booked a hotel.
She almost booked a hotel. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
No, do it yet.
Next November.
Next November.
She's like, oh, I'm going to cancel.
Because like, she was all worried. She was like, I don't know if I have time to be ready for that.
I'm like, it's not this year. It's a year and like 3 months from now.
And then doesn't it run in the family? Because didn't she say that Farmer Ray also was like, I'm away then. Or
yes.
Something.
Farmer Ray thought that she was going to be working or doing her schooling or whatever.
In November too.
Yeah. It's okay, guys, because it's next November. You got lots of time to prepare.
They're
so
funny.
They're
a funny group.
They are. And then she comes up with something even more brilliant. This is why we hang around her, because she's brilliant and she's funny. She came up with Wine Ladies Booth Karaoke.
Right?
I mean, yes, it's brilliant, because that's why we go on Thursdays, so that we can scream at the top of our lungs.
their fault they don't have the music up loud enough.
This is true. Because we play, I don't know, what do they call it? It's like...
It's bingo karaoke or something, or bingo. I don't know.
it's bingo and it has to do with songs and then you bingo. Anyways, we're always there on a Thursday and we are always belting out all the tunes as we play the bingo stuff. So she came up with Wine Ladies Booth Karaoke.
Yeah, coming to a Hudson's near you.
Right. And then I believe she did some interpretive dance with Total Eclipse of the Heart to round off the evening with some interpretive dance.
She loves a little Bonnie Tyler, right?
Well, who doesn't? Come on, it's Bonnie Tyler.
Who doesn't? And then, you know what else is funny, right? So she's there and she's got like almost a broken back because the HHG is the same age as us, friends of the podcast, right? She's like, well, actually, she's the oldest one of us.
Mm.
Or are you older? She's in November. You're in October.
She's turning 55, isn't she?
Yeah.
Are I think 55? I'm the older one.
I think you're the older one by a month. Anyway, so she's the same age, right? We're all in the same age. She was in Calgary and she decided that she was going to climb a mountain. Yeah. And now she's got a broken back because she doesn't realize she's an old lady now.
She's an old lady.
It's time to stop climbing the mountains. Those days are done, HHG. I shake my head at the HHG sometimes.
Shaking my head.
Totally too. Shake my head at the HHG. But boy, it's funny how when the song came on that she went to dance to, she danced through the pain.
She did. She did. She shook. Right? She boogied.
She is a trooper. She is a trooper.
Oh my God. That's so funny. She's highly entertaining. That's what I like about her.
Oh, she's the best.
Okay. So, but speaking of being old, did you ever have a lemonade stand?
Oh my God. Yes. So first off, let me share. So we lived on the main street of Stayner, Ontario. So small town, right? So we lived in an apartment building. We had a back porch and it had like a little house on it, right? That we got to like, that we played dolls in and whatever. And I would have a lemonade stand up there. But of course, nobody ever came to it, right? Because it's ups. So my granddad, who used to own the hardware store, he would bring people up when I was little. On a Saturday when I was having my lemonade sale, he'd bring people up from the store to come and buy lemonade off of his granddaughter. Busiest porch lemonade stand ever, I'm sure. Right? We didn't charge a whole... I remember him saying, we're not going to charge a whole lot, Lisa, because we just got to be thankful granddad can get them upstairs to come and get some lemonade. And that's what we did. Right? So oh, hell yeah, God. I had a lemonade stand.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, did you?
No, I never did.
You weren't entrepreneurial back then.
No, I did sell Girl Guide cookies though.
Mmm, yum.
Yeah, I did that. Or brownies, maybe did some stuff with that.
Was back in the day. Girl Guide cookies were so great. Like that was back in the day where like they went to your house and you, if it was Girl Guide season and somebody knocked on the door, you answered that door because it was Girl Guide cookies.
And you always bought a box.
Always, right? Always. And you just wanted the chocolate ones. Never. Dad always ate the vanilla because somebody's got to eat the vanillas.
Right. Yeah. Right?
They were so
well, and good. Then we did also go around with a UNICEF box around October-ish.
Oh, like Halloween and stuff, I think, yeah, right?
We did that too. I never sold lemonade. I feel like I've missed out in life.
I feel your entrepreneurial skills came later in life.
They probably did.
Mine, I was like really young, up on the back porch, waiting for my lineup to come. Right?
Courtesy of Grandpa.
Courtesy of Granddad in there, yep. Oh, yeah, my granddaughter's having a lemonade stand. You best be taking the back stairs up to go and buy some.
Oh, that's so funny. Cute.
Right? Small town, right? Small town.
I love that.
Okay. This I need us to delve into this. And it's important because it's about breakfast. And you know how much I love breakfast, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Why is it, Samantha, when you look at the breakfast menu, you really just want one thing, right? Like, oh, I feel like eggs, or I feel like an omelet, right? Or I feel like French toast. But when you're at a breakfast buffet, you need to try all of it.
Because you're paying money for it.
It's like that, but it's also like as though you think, oh my God, what if I never get to eat breakfast again?
What if I never get to eat a 3-egg omelet again? I need to do it now.
I need to do it now. What if I never ever get to like get bacon, sausage, and ham all at once? I need to do it now.
I need 3 waffles and a crepe.
and a crepe, and three waffles and a crepe, and I would like one eggs Benedict.
Oh my God.
Right? Like one eggs Benedict and maybe a little bit of seafood or something too.
Oh, gross.
A couple That's cold so cuts and some good. Potato salad. Oh,
yeah.
Like we go crazy at a buffet.
And you know what? Nobody should eat that much in the morning.
No.
Nobody should eat that much.
But when it was, I was asking my sister, I said, do you like a buffet? And she said, no. She said, because she hates the fact that like
other people get touched
by other people, right? And I'm like, you know what? I hate that so much too, but I can overlook that at a buffet.
At a buffet. At a buffet.
A buffet is different, right? I can deal with that.
You and I have, we haven't been to a buffet in a really long time.
I know. I think we need to go to like, I think since COVID, I think we're okay now going to like the better buffets.
Like we've is gone there a better, what is the well, better, okay, what constitutes better buffet, Lisa?
I think, I feel after COVID, we have to cancel, we have to cross off the Chinese buffet.
Why?
I don't know. It was barely friendly during, it was barely friendly before.
Well, I mean, maybe, potentially.
Right? And now, like,
I don't think there's any really good buffet. I really don't. And I don't know if
like at a fancy hotel.
Oh, and then you pay so much money. You pay $30 for what?
That's why we need to eat all of it when we and go, right?
All the food is only mediocrely warm.
Yeah, but
it's
you know what?
They been have sitting out too long.
Yeah, but they got the chocolate tower.
I don't care about you. You care about the chocolate tower. I do not care about the chocolate tower.
I love the chocolate tower. Nothing wrong with a good chocolate tower. That's how I think you distinguish whether it's a good breakfast buffet. Does it have a chocolate tower? Why, yes, it does. God. And chunks of pineapple. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. That's fancy.
That's chunks fancy. Of pineapple make you fancy?
And the chocolate tower in conjunction.
Oh, my God.
Combined with. Makes it fancy. That All makes right. it fancy. For uh-huh. sure.
No.
Right? Chocolate tower screams fanciness to me. Totally just screams fanciness.
No. Okay,
so well, speaking of chocolate, I can't believe I'm going to share this, but I'm going to. I shake my head, Samantha, at myself and how I eat a Dairy Queen dipped cone. I don't think you've ever been privy to this.
No, my God, how do you eat it?
It's disgusting. I actually grossed myself out. Like, I always knew I wasn't very good at it, but then I was like, oh my God, I shake my head at myself. Mike and I went for ice cream, right? And he gets he never gets dip. I like chocolate dip cone. I literally, with my fingers, pick the chocolate off the cone. My fingers get ice cream on them, lick them, and go back and do it again. That's how I eat the dip, the chocolate dip. Isn't that disgusting?
Why are you even getting it dipped if you're not actually biting it?
Because I don't, it seems too messy. I'd rather just pick it off with my fingers. It's too risky. And then my fingers are like they're halfway in the ice cream cone, trying to get the chocolate off. So I got ice cream fingers, chocolate fingers. I'm licking them. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like really horrific sight to see.
You're a hypocrite.
No, just in this, I'm not a hypocrite.
You're using your fingers.
Listen, I just bared my soul.
You don't eat things with your fingers. You don't even eat like appetizers with your fingers. You barely eat a chicken wing with your finger.
I know, but it's chocolate.
That's got nothing to do with it.
It seemed to make a difference.
It seems even less likely that you should use your fingers to eat a chocolate dip ice cream cone. Because you're peeling the chocolate off of the melting ice cream. You know how messy that is? You know how disgusting that is?
You know, listen, I'm bearing my soul right now. I don't need to be judged by you.
I'm full judgment pants on. Full judgment armor on.
I was just sharing something with you.
That's horrible. You are a hypocrite, though, because you never... I don't use my fingers. I need a fork and a knife to eat anything.
But I'll be honest. I have one dip cone a year. Right? When was the last time you ever saw me eat an ice cream cone?
Never.
Because it's too messy. And now I know why.
Because you're a monster.
I'm a monster. My head at myself. I was eating. I'm like, I shake my head at how I eat this thing.
You're disgusting.
It was gross. It was nasty.
It was fucking totally... chocolate ice cream licking those finger.
Oh yeah, all of them, right? Yeah, and then going back in for more. Going back in for more of it, hey?
So gross.
Totally never once does the cone come to my mouth until all the chocolate's gone. And then I start. Then I start. Okay. All right. So now that I've aired my dirty laundry, do you ever wish that when the grocery store discontinued items that they would like discuss it with us first?
Discuss it with like you or the public?
Well, okay. Either or.
Like, I'm so this talking, is like, this isn't about the public. This is about Lisa not finding out that something she liked is no longer there.
Yeah, like sugar-free Kool-Aid packs.
They don't carry them anymore?
No, like remember how I used to buy them in a box and there was like two in a box and I could make a picture of that? No, they don't carry that anymore.
Well, you only shop at the co-op, so.
I know, but I think that they're gone. I think that they don't care about us diabetic people. Right? We got the diabetes for trying to do the right thing by drinking the sugar-free Kool-Aid.
Or maybe they think that adults aren't really interested in Kool-Aid, sugar-free Kool-Aid, Lisa.
Maybe they should take it up with me first before they just discontinue stuff.
This is not really about you. I don't believe your grocery store is ever going to call you up and say, hey, Lisa, do you think it's okay if we discontinue Kool-Aid?
Do you think that there's like a focus group I could join?
I don't think so.
You know like how they have like the people who watch the TV shows and then weigh in? I want to be a grocery store weigher-inner.
I think you should talk to the manager of the co-op that you go to so that you can, you know, find out if there's a special group that you can
join. Like, is there a Facebook group I don't know about group or something?
That you can join.
Right? Something. I'm just saying. I don't think it's a lot to ask.
Better yet, why don't you suggest to the manager of the co-op that they start an email group or a Facebook group where they let their customers know when they're discontinuing stuff. Yes, I'm sure they would love to be part of that.
Right. Yes. That's good customer service. Yes. That's what's missing today is good customer service. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes. We should always let the customers know when you're discontinuing items.
Right. We went to the Baskin Robbins. We don't have that in Saskatoon. We went to the Baskin Robbins for ice cream. The kid working at the Baskin Robbins was so put off by the fact people walked in. He had to get off his stool and put his phone down. He's like, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want? And I'm like, I said to my kid sister, I'm like, and here's a young man who hates his life, which I get. I would hate scooping ice cream. I would think that would be a horrible job. However, you chose to take it, dude. So please put a smile on your mug. There's plenty of time for you to go back to your Facebook phone.
Oh, you should have just said to him, you hate your life, don't you? I would have just said that to him because
you hate this he'll either
go, yep, and still serve you, or, oh, people notice they're noticing your face and your whole attitude right now.
And he's staring at this one flavor of ice cream that he should have changed because it's empty. And you could tell, like, as there's five of us and we're like, oh, I don't know what to have. And somebody mentioned that, the look on his face, it was like, I'm not fucking changing this till the end of my shift. That was totally what that dude's face was, eh? Back off. It's done. And I'm not restocking it early. Right? It's part of my closing duties. God. And I'm not closed yet.
That's what I like about this generation, the young kids now.
They don't hide it well.
And I'm like, you don't have to. It's okay. I mean, you're either going to keep your job or not keep your job. That's entirely up to your face.
It's totally up to your face. Because your face says, I hate my job. I hate you.
Yeah.
Right? I want to go back to the corner and get back on my phone and chat with my girl.
Yeah. It's like they think they can go get a job anywhere. So, all right. So today you hate this one. Tomorrow you're going to hate another one. It'll just be a continuation.
Exactly, right? No, customers out there are like so crazy.
Well, we can't all be influencers and living the high life of taking photographs and creating content.
We cannot all be doing that, right? Somebody's got to schlep the ice cream at the Baskin Robbins.
Oh, God, I love that.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Okay, we missed something, hey?
I know.
We miss the food truck wars. We suck.
You know who's to blame?
The HHG.
She mentioned it.
Yeah, and then didn't follow through.
didn't follow through. She yeah. mentioned it to us. Hey, guys, the food truck wars are in town this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then the crickets chirp, 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 chirp. Nothing. Nothing about it again. Right? To me, it sounds like when you bring that up, that's like we're making plans. We're just waiting for the plans now.
Yeah. No, nothing.
They came and they went, those plans.
Yep. Do we even have food trucks anymore? Because I don't see them anywhere.
I don't know. Remember, there used to be, remember I used to have that app?
Oh, that's right. You don't have anymore? No?
No.
No.
I think with COVID, maybe the food trucks went, but there was like lots of, but maybe they just come out like on the weekends or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe we have to go in search of some food trucks.
That would be kind of fun.
That'd be kind of fun, hey? Do you remember when we, like, remember when we were up at the lake and we did the UK food challenge?
Mm-hmm.
I feel we didn't really, because we were just doing it like we were filming it, I feel we didn't really jump into it.
And how would you like to jump into it, Lisa?
I feel that you didn't hate the chips.
I didn't.
I feel that the UK has shitty chips.
They're just different.
They're not good. They're thick. They're big. One chip is, it's like, ugh,
apparently God. Those big ones, everyone was like, no, those are really good. I'm like, no, they didn't taste good.
No. And then everybody was loving like the, what was it? The cheese and the onion flavor.
Yeah. They have weird flavors.
That was not good.
Yeah.
It was, they have weird flavors, right? Like they don't have dill pickle.
No, they don't have all dressed. Like chicken and bacon, and they have chicken and gravy.
Right.
And like stuff
meatloaf
like that.
Flavor. Yeah. Yeah. Bangers and mash, right? Ooh, in a chip. Seems odd, right?
So are you saying that we need to do more of this again?
I liked doing the challenge, but maybe a better food. I know we're still holding out for haggis.
Haggis.
Right? Haggis.
Yes. And haggis, did you right? You tried the brown sauce. You thought it was okay.
Yeah, the brown sauce was fine. It tastes like HP sauce.
I think that's what that is, actually.
Yeah, right? And a couple of people said that on our Facebook group. But here's my thing, dear the UK. Not that I'm the world's best marketer, but I feel I know a little bit about it. When you just market something brown sauce, it's not really that appealing.
What do you think? Well, brown sauce, HP sauce, like what's the difference?
I don't know. Like I don't want ketchup just to be called red sauce. That sounds gross.
I suppose so, but what does HP stand for anyways?
I don't know. But I know that it's commissioned by the Queen.
That the brown and the sauce or the HP sauce?
The HP sauce. That and the Worcestershire sauce is also commissioned by the Queen.
Why is it commissioned by the Queen?
Because she gave the thumbs up, the royal seal of approval.
Really?
It's right on the label.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's right on the label.
Samantha. I just would really like to know what HP stands for.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm sure. Oh, I do. Oh, is it like Heinz and Perrin? Because Worcester is Leah and Perrin. I bet you the H is Heinz of some sort.
Oh, I see.
I bet you it's not that hard to figure
okay,
out.
Okay, but so maybe.
I bet you.
Maybe they didn't want to be. They didn't want it to be called HP sauce in the UK. They wanted to call it just something normal like brown sauce.
I guess, right? Brown sauce.
Brown sauce. Can we have some brown sauce, please?
Can I get some brown sauce with that, please? Uh-huh. I mean, I guess it's to the point, but I would think brown sauce is more gravy. Right? I'd be like, oh, it's not gravy. Okay.
Right. Why isn't it in a squeeze bottle?
Why isn't it in a squeeze bottle? That seems odd. Oh, it's HP sauce. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Weird stuff. Maybe we'll have to try it again.
Yeah, we'll have to try something different.
All right. Let's do that.
All right.
Okay, the brown sauce was different for us, but is there anything that you've done that people would be surprised to know?
Probably. I don't think people would realize that I bungee jumped.
Oh my God, was this before you had bad hips?
I don't think it didn't help them. And we bungee jumped by the ankle back then.
Oh my God.
Where by the ankles. Bungee jump? In Toronto at the exhibition.
Oh my God.
Yeah. My friend, Tanya and I from work, we worked out with Sega Beach and we were like dared. It was like the first year they were ever having it. So it was right when it was just like coming out. So probably like in the, I want to say maybe early 90s.
Wow.
And yeah, so we went and we did it. and we bungee jumped. And it's like the one time you really don't want to lie about your weight because like they're strapping something to you, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was the coolest thing in the whole wide world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Something I've done that nobody would think I've done. Well, I did get on the stage with Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That's yeah. pretty cool.
Yeah, I got on the stage with Bon Jovi, and that was kind of fun.
You know, I met Anne Murray. That was pretty cool.
I also met Anne Murray, so
yeah,
I was there. But I'm not also
trying to one-up you.
Yeah, okay.
You always make it a competition.
I don't know why.
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
You make it a competition. I did it too. I know you did.
Okay, but you're one-upping me. You're one-upping me.
Not one-upping.
I also, what else did I do? I went on to that. And then, oh, shoot. I lost it.
Mm.
Obviously, it wasn't that important.
Couldn't have been that exciting.
No, because that's my foggy menopause brain.
Because
you talked so much, I forgot.
I'm a talker.
What other great things I've done?
Well, apparently not that many great expect. Well,
I know what it was.
Next week, friends of the podcast.
Okay, so it's kind of weird. I'm gonna say it anyways. I climbed on a plane 2 months after 9/11.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did.
And went to Europe.
I knew that. Right.
Yeah, and toured Europe for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. There was nobody on the plane.
No, I'm sure not, right?
Nobody on the plane.
People were still a little cautious.
Yep, they were.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, too. That's a good one, Samantha. That's a good one. Here, can I share some trivia with you? Here's something interesting that I totally shake my head at. In 1893, Samantha, the Supreme Court claimed the tomato to be a vegetable, even though science says it's a fruit.
And that says a lot about the Supreme Court.
Right. And then they took away our right to make our own choices.
Yep.
And then everything else from there.
And they've continued to take away the rights of people from...
Like, from the moment they took away the right for the tomato to be a fruit, then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose.
I'm just saying.
There's coincidence? I think not. Right?
If they got this wrong, how only many back more in things have they gotten wrong, folks?
Exactly. Only difference, back in 1893, they didn't have anything that exciting to talk about. And it's like, you know what? Screw it. We need to discuss the tomato.
Oh my God.
The tomato science says it's this. Well, you know what? We say it's this. All in favor?
It's a fruit.
It's technically, we know it's a fruit, right? Don't get me wrong. We don't understand why it's a fruit.
We don't understand why, yes. But apparently, if the Supreme Court claims it's a vegetable, it becomes a vegetable.
It doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter.
I don't think that's right.
I know, right?
It's taking away its identity.
Right? So, but that's what they like to do. That's the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Right? Right?
It'd let's rule over something that doesn't have any rights.
Right? You know that precedent-setting case in 1893, the people versus tomato? Right? Right? It's never been the same since.
Never been the same since.
Never. It's been, it's just run amok ever since then.
Walk it back, people. Walk that history back. Right? Walk it back.
Walk it back. You can see where it all went wrong right there. Right? We should have been like, it should have been like, ding, 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 red flag, red flag, red flag.
Oh.
We let it keep going.
Yes, we. Well, this is not our country, so.
Right, right. In Canada, we didn't judge it to be something it's not.
Well, I'm sure we've done other dumb shit, so.
I'm sure we have too, right? I'm sure we have.
Sure. Okay, but speaking of vegetables, Lisa.
Samantha?
Do you eat sprouted potatoes?
No.
It seems a little greebly, doesn't it?
Like, and I get people be like, cut them off. Why am I cutting off something that shouldn't be there? And then I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, I feel like if it's sprouting, you need to replant it and let it do its thing.
Like if it's re-sprouting, you're not supposed to eat the re-sprout.
No, I think you should, like, put it in the ground and let it become more potatoes.
Yeah, right? Like you missed your opportunity. Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you. Don't
you let them sit
thing.
Too long.
Well, because now I feel like it's a living thing and now it just seems creepy. Oh my right. God, it's sprouting. Oh my it's God, sprouting. It's a living thing.
It's a living God. Thing.
Don't make me hate potatoes.
Right? It's a living thing. Maybe the Supreme Court could weigh in on that.
Oh my God, yes. Right. No, you will not eat sprouted potatoes.
Right, all in favor of not eating sprouted potatoes because it crosses that fuzzy gray line of living thing or not living thing. We can't do that. We're already dealing with that topic in other areas.
We're always having problems with tomatoes.
Right? And then we just can't bring potatoes in there too. Right?
Oh my God.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Did you know, Samantha, that August 5th was National Mustard Day?
I do believe I knew that.
And Skittles has a mustard flavored Skittle?
Yes, I knew that. Lisa, I've told you that.
Yay or nay?
No. I like mustard, but I don't need it in a Skittle.
You don't need it in a Skittle?
No, I don't need it in a Skittle.
What do you eat mustard? What do you put mustard on?
Normal things.
Like a burger, a dog?
A burger, a hot dog. That's about it. Luncheon meat.
Yeah, all right. Like some processed luncheon meat. Mustard eggs. Can go on. You put mustard on eggs?
Like a boiled egg.
Like a boiled egg?
Yeah.
Mustard?
And then you put a little mayo and then all of a sudden it becomes egg salad.
Just the way you described that just did such an injustice to the beauty of an egg salad sandwich.
No, it's like the best.
No, egg salad, but don't like chop it all up the way you just did and make it sound like it's like eggs and mustard.
Because then that's like just an egg salad. Horrible. It's an egg salad.
No, just yes, egg salad yes, stands.
I'm not
egg
lying.
Salad just egg salad just stands on its own. You don't describe it any other way than it's egg salad.
Okay. So right? Now we're judging me on how I use mustard.
Oh, yeah. How do you like being judged? Remember me and the ice cream cone? Kind of the exact same type of thing, Samantha.
Oh, kind of the exact same. Calm your shit down.
Okay, here's something interesting. Why is there no product in the stores to buy? And when you ask the clerk, they tell you to order it online. For example, looking for a microwave cart, microwave stand. Went to all the stores in town. Couldn't find one. Every store said the same thing. Could order it online, but I'm here.
Oh my God.
I'm in the store trying to give the store my money. God. I get that I could order it online. I want to see it. I want to look at it.
Like not even Walmart has anything?
Nope. Nothing.
Oh.
So we ordered it from Amazon.
Because now you're going outside.
Now I'm going outside. Now none of you are getting my money. I'm checking Wayfair and I'm checking Amazon.
Oh, shut up.
Uh-huh. Because that was the answer to everything. I was looking for a new TV, a new stand for the TV.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for a microwave stand. Those were my two main things that I was looking for. Couldn't find them anywhere in the city.
Not even TV stands?
Nope, not even TV stands.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but you can order them online. Oh, I think we have some online. I know you do. Actually, funny thing, I went online, saw them, came to the store to buy it. So online needs to make a disclaimer saying, just because it's online, don't go to the store. You will not find it there.
Oh, well, you know what? That's the beauty. I'm going to promote Canadian Tire right now because that's the beauty of Canadian Tire app. They actually tell you if they have it in stock or not.
Right. That's
so
nice.
You're not running off to the store thinking you can find it.
And it's
if
not
it
there.
Says out of stock, it's out of stock.
It's out of stock. Don't waste
and
your time.
They're even kind enough to tell you what aisle it might be in.
Like, that's handy, hey?
It's very handy.
I kind of shake my head. It's retail stores trying to make a dollar.
Oh, well, they're not making a dollar if they're not carrying anything and it's all online.
Right? And they're sending me with my dollar, sending me away to go buy it on the computer.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know. Isn't that the craziest
Well,
thing?
That doesn't, I don't hold any hope that I'm going to find anything I need then.
You won't. It's not there. It's not in the store.
Huh. You know what? I will say this. Amazon doesn't have bad stuff though.
No, and Wayfair is really good too.
Yeah.
Wayfair has free shipping.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Free shipping on Wayfair.
There you
Wayfair,
go.
Wayfair, you got just what I need. They don't say that. They don't say that about the Walmart.
No, they don't.
Right? And then there was, I don't remember what store we were in. They had their floor models. You know how you get the floor models?
Yeah.
Not on the floor. They had them up on a wall that, no word of a lie, for me to look up and see, it was giving me vertigo.
Oh, shut.
So high. I'm like, oh, shit, does that ever make me dizzy? Guess what? Pretty sure you're not getting my business either. I want the one that's 22 feet up above.
Oh my
Please,
God.
Can I? Could you bring that down so I could take a look at it?
Why are they open? If they don't?
What are you thinking?
If they don't sell anything, why are they open? Like, why do they have a retail outlet then?
It's frustrating. Just frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Right?
So annoying.
What do you do? What do you do?
Well, you go back to eggs. That's what you do, Lisa.
You're going back. You are back to eggs again.
I'm back on eggs on the weekend. I'm back on the eggs kick.
And you'd given it up for a bit.
Well, I had. And then because I went to cereal. Remember?
Right. Yes. Right.
I went back to cereal and I was enjoying that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to have eggs this weekend. And I quite enjoyed them.
Cereal's so damn expensive.
It is so damn. Eggs aren't any much. They're not much better, actually.
Oh, okay.
But I wondered as I was making my eggs, because I make them one of two ways. Right. But I realized that I've never attempted an omelet.
Oh, I'm like an omelet queen.
Well, I'm not I guess maybe I was thinking about it because I was watching the show The Bear. And in the last episode of the season, one of the chefs makes an omelet for one of the people in the restaurant. Anyways, and I was like, is that how you make an omelet? I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't look that hard. I mean, maybe I can try it.
Did you do it?
No, I haven't because I fear I have no skill.
So first thing you can do is you could buy an omelet pan and then it's like piece of cake.
There's an omelet pan?
Yeah, I used to have an omelet pan, right? I don't have it anymore. I used to have an omelet pan and it was like a pan, like a cut in half pan that flipped over.
Really?
So you made the omelet in one half, flip it over, and then it would do it that way. But really? I can do it. I can master it I buy a small pan. I don't use a big size pan. I buy a special small pan, put it in, put the lid on, let it do its thing, and then I just flip it over. I'm really, really good at omelets, actually. Like really, really good. Really, really good at omelets.
So when you're making these fancy omelets, Lisa, what are you putting in your fancy omelet?
Well, it depends. So if I want my eggs to be a little bit fluffier, I use a little bit of water in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because that makes them a little bit fluffier, right? Add some salt and pepper. But my main ingredients, like I like marble cheese and I like ham.
So you're basic.
I'm basic. But I'm kick-ass. But it's kick-ass.
But I'm a kick-ass.
A kick-ass omelet maker. I'm a kick-ass omelet maker. I'll tell you that. It just brings me back to all my skills and how great I am at all these things. I should go into an omelet baking contest.
Oh, now you're talking.
Do, right? Do that.
We should offer this at the Boom Baby Bakery.
Let's get an omelet bar.
We could do an omelet bar.
For the Boom Baby Bakery buffet.
Well, we haven't had anything new in a really long time.
No, it's been a while, right? And we like to add new things for the fall. Let's bring in an omelet bar, why don't we?
Let's bring in an omelet bar.
Right? And I can show you how great I am at making them. I can teach a course. I'll teach a course.
Oh my God, it'd be perfect.
Right? I'm really good. I'm really, really good at that. Don't be scared by them. Just try it. Worst thing that happens, you got kind of scrambled eggs.
That's true.
Right? It's the worst thing that can happen.
All right. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it.
Do it. Do it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I feel like if you can do it, I can do it.
Well, you won't be able to do it as good, but you know what? You got to try some more. You got to start. You got to start someplace.
All right. Okay. I got one more thing for you, Lisa.
Okay. I'm ready.
This is something that keeps giving and giving and giving. And I love that about it. The Barbie movie has given us a beautiful thing. Ryan Gosling has hit the Billboard Hot 100 list for his song, I'm Just Ken.
I'm Just Ken. I love Barbie. She thinks I'm her friend. Yeah. I'm just Ken. I don't know. Those are the words. I blocked it out actually by now.
This is beautiful. It is wonderful. I think it's hilarious. Thank you, Barbie. Thank you, Barbie movie.
Thank you, Barbie movie. For the I'm just Ken.
I'm just Ken with some snaps and some leg kicks and some fun moves. And
some rollerblades and some neon and a bandana.
Oh, it's right? Fun. Good times. He's just good
Ken.
Time.
I was explaining it to my sister and I'm like, I didn't know everybody was Ken.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Barbie.
Right? And he does the best. Hey, Barbie. He does the best. Hey, Barbie.
He does do the hey, Barbie.
Yeah. Totally. He sounds like the best.
And her Ken is like, hi, Ken. It's like so high pitched. Just like, yeah. Hi, Ken.
And he, hey, Barbie. Hi, Barbie. But then when all the Kens are like, hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. Hey, Ken. Ken. Hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. Oh, hi, Ken. I'm like, oh, my God. They're all Kens.
Yes. And they're all Barbies.
I never knew that. I never knew that about Barbies and Kens.
Oh.
I thought because each one had its own career that they were just somebody different.
No,
that's again. I feel that she's way too much of an overachiever.
She is a bit of an overachiever,
right? She's a bit of a show off, that Barbie.
Yeah, but my sister-in-law is going to take my niece to it, though.
Oh, she'll like it.
Yeah, it's cute.
She'll like it. Yeah. Your sister-in-law will like it too.
Yeah, I told them. Yeah. I said you should go. You should go to the VIP part because you can sit in the fancy seats.
Yeah, get in the comfy seats.
Yeah, do a whole vibe for the whole Barbie movie thing.
Get the whole thing, right? Are they going to wear pink?
They might.
Oh, that was the only thing missing with us. Maybe we'll go back and see it again.
Well, because you refuse to. So.
I do. I don't own anything pink. What would I wear? I'm not buying new clothes for Barbie.
Right? You wouldn't have anyways, even if I had asked you to.
I wouldn't just like, right? But you know what, though? I feel I would have. If you had beaten me down, I would have probably been like, fine.
No.
I'll find something.
You would have made me pay for that.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Just like I'm willing to pay for all the supplies for Jan's posters.
Congratulations. Have fun with that.
Yeah. You're going to look great holding it up.
No, I'm not.
Stay tuned for the pictures.
No.
Maybe.
No.
Time will tell.
No.
Time will tell.
Nope. No. I'm going on record. No, I'm not doing that.
I shake my head at your negativity towards this.
Because I've lived it and I don't want to do it again.
You lived it once and it was fine. Remember it was fine with Oprah. You didn't mind me. You didn't mind the meat. You didn't mind
no,
the poster
I froze
with Oprah.
To death with Oprah too. I didn't love that either. And we met George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah. And you were happy about that.
Yeah, because, you know, he's at least interesting.
Yeah. He didn't even get to go with Oprah. He had to take his own cab.
Yeah. Because he's not Oprah.
He is not Oprah, Samantha.
And for the five people that figured out where she was staying.
Yeah, we knew where Oprah was. Right? Because we're really crafty that way.
Nobody else cared.
No, Saskatoon did not show up. I mean, they showed up for Oprah. They didn't, but they gave Oprah her space.
Yes. Because we're Canadian and that's what we do.
Yeah, we didn't. We're like, we're finding Oprah. We're gonna go find Oprah.
All right,
that's what we did.
We'll wait and see.
Yeah, right.
But guys, we do want your feedback on what we talk about, so send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com and you might just find it being mentioned during an episode. I would like to say thank you to Carol. She sent us some great ideas for one
she's
has
got
to
some
go.
Good ideas. Hey,
so those are going to be rolling out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And to, you know, guys, to connect with us, all you have to do is go to our socials, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Yes, people, we have YouTube.
And I've heard from two people who said they've watched us on YouTube. Gracie was one. And there was somebody else. I don't remember. Sorry. Somebody else reached out and told us that they listen on Spotify, but they also watched us on YouTube.
Okay, cool. That's fun. Yeah. So we're there too, guys. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. You will find us for sure. So connect with us there, but also tell everybody you know that they need to give these crazy two Canadian chicks a listen to. We just talk about whatever's on our mind, and that's kind of where we're going with that. And we shake our heads at lots of crazy things, right, Lisa?
Yeah, we're just kind of crazy that way.
So we do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And I will say this, guys, the July Patreon is actually a 32-ish, 35-minute video of Lisa and I sitting in the car right after the Barbie movie. So kind of cool to watch. We do talk about some fun things. We kind of get into it. So if you want to see it, you got to pay $2 a month. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We just want to thank John Jamingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting. And Lisa, he would like to know if you would join his football fantasy league.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yes, I will. Because I am a football fan.
Yes. And he thought that you would want to join.
Of course. Absolutely. As long as there's no bullying.
No, he's not going to do that.
I'm not saying him, anybody in the group. It has to be a fun group.
I do believe it's a fun group.
But watch out, though. But then they'll be gloating when I win.
I'm sure he will do the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Samantha.
Lisa.
It's another episode in the bag.
It is.
Done.
Done like dinner.
Done like dinner. All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good.
Well, I think I'm better.
Of course you do.
That's what I know about that.
Uh-huh.
All right then, Samantha. I guess we better call it a night.
All right.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be. Mm-hmm.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.